The sun broke cover hard beyond the thick tree line for the first time that day. The forest floor still crackled beneath the footsteps of Detective Inspector Brendan Foley. Aided by the stubborn chill in the air, the atmosphere in the woods was as cold as ice with a grudge. He stopped. "How many?"
27,
replied Detective Sergeant Iona Madison. Foley's breath danced just below his nose. His heart banged beneath a white Tyvek all-in-one suit. "This must be up there with some of the biggest in the country, right?"
"Not sure, but I haven't heard of many others,"
Madison answered. Her eyes were on a clipboard, pen scratches punctuating the whistle of the breeze through the tree trunks. She was also dressed in a full bodysuit, and Foley could see her cold, pinched cheeks and that crisscross scar on the end of her right eyebrow, which had gone pink in the chill. She seemed contained, controlled, and with it.
"Anyone?" he asked.
"There was one that had 40 in it, found under a Sainsbury's car park a couple of years back."
Foley looked up at Gavigan, who was peeling back the hood of his overall. He removed his eye protectors before speaking again. His gaze flared with excitement. "But they were put there by Richard III. Present day, anything.
Nothing. Not like this."
"Well," Foley said, stepping forward. "History it is then. One for the grandkids."